And now, young Widder Brown, dangerously ill at Health Center Hospital with a bullet lodged in her right side, Ellen Brown is aware of how ill she is, how necessary it is for her to fight and to submit to all the discipline that is required of her. But she is unaware of the advantage her enemy, Louise Simpson, intends to take of her critical condition. How Louise is scheming with Victoria Loring, the sister of her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring.
Louise thinks she and I can separate my brother and Ellen by apparently being kind to her. By my making Anthony believe I'm sympathetic to both of them in their trouble. Louise says she'll handle it with Ellen, and I'm to handle it with Anthony. This is a new approach for me, but Louise is sure it'll accomplish what we want. And for that, I'll do anything. Anything.
Now, in his office at the hospital, Anthony is saying to their good friend, Noreen Temple.
Have you seen Ellen yet, Noreen?
No, Anthony. I thought it'd be better if she didn't have visitors.
It would be. I've just chucked Louise Simpson out of her room.
How'd she ever get in?
Walked in. Louise is brash, you know. Lately, she is, anyway. And where angels fear to tread, Louise barges in.
Oh, why did she? Has she no good sense at all?
Well, it seems she's sorry for all the trouble she's caused Ellen and couldn't rest until Ellen forgave her. Something as absurd and selfish as that.
These people can't live with their own faults. They kill me. Was Ellen worse off for having seen her?
You know Ellen.
I suppose forgiving and gentle and foolish. Now, Anthony, I came because Mariah Hawkins told me you were getting in touch with a doctor you felt could help him.
Yes, Humphreys from New York. He summers at Lake Osaga. He's there now, and I worked up a case history with tests and x-rays to ship to him.
He's a surgeon?
The best. You see, the position of the bullet Christopher Simpson shot at Ellen is tricky. Besides that, there's this complete bloodstream involvement. The surgery has to go perfectly, and that's Humphrey's specialty.
Have you heard if you'll come?
He should be here tomorrow. And, of course, his being at the lake will mean that we're in constant touch with him.
You're so lucky to know him, Anthony.
Well, Noreen, perhaps the good Lord is looking after Ellen.
Looking after you, too, Anthony.
I'm indulging my sister Victoria a little today. Otherwise, I'd take you to lunch. I feel if I don't try to understand my sister, she's apt to take it out on Ellen. So I'm turning over this hour to her.
Poor Anthony. I'll go up and talk with Ellen for a bit, if I may.
She'd like it, I think.
Anthony, which arm is involved? You know, I haven't even asked any questions. I've been so anxious not to bother people.
The right one.
And with surgery?
With surgery and every imaginable break, she'll be all right.
You will need all the breaks.
Every one of them.
Anthony, what a dreadful strain on you.
Well, I'm busy, thank heavens. I have lots of important things for which I'm responsible. I can't be sorry for myself. I can take a page out of Ellen's book for that.
I'll be careful. I won't tire her out or anything.
You'll be good for her. With staunch friends like you and Mariah Hawkins, people she can depend on.
How much shall I say about her children?
Let her do the talking about the children. I think that's her greatest fear, leaving them.
It would be.
Well, we'll just not think of that until we have to. That would be my sister calling.
Don't let her upset you, Anthony.
I'll try not to. Victoria's not the best companion in the world in times of stress.
I know.
Give my girl a kiss for me. Tell her I'll bring her a present when I come back from lunch.
All right, Anthony.
And thanks for stopping by, Noreen. You and Herbert are my standbys, you know.
We hope we are, Anthony. We want to be.
Hello? Hello, Victoria.
It is not easy for Ellen to lie in bed peacefully as the thoughts of her future, as the plans for the children churn through her brain. And she welcomes Noreen with a smile, saying...
Noreen. Oh, how nice.
Hello, Ellen. How are you?
I've been thinking... And it's the worst thing you can do, Noreen. Glad you came to stop me. How are my children?
Oh, wonderful. And my baby's so pleased to have company. We're not going to let you have them back.
What would I do without you, Noreen?
Oh, no, I can't imagine. You have only about 1,000 friends in town who do what I'm doing.
Silly. How's everything? I don't like being here, Noreen.
Of course you don't.
It's so wrong of me to complain.
Well, you're not complaining. Everyone says you're so wonderful.
Try to be for Anthony. Noreen, he's worried about me. I can tell. When he looks at me, he has a kind of sick look in his eyes, a scared look.
Well, I didn't see it, Ellen.
I did. And this business of Dr. Humphreys, of having to have someone else operate. Oh, look, I have to stop this. This is just getting panicky.
Darling, No one is trying to kid you on the seriousness of this. No one.
No. I almost wish they would. I wish someone would come in and say... No, I don't wish that.
Of course you don't.
Did you see Anthony just now, Noreen?
Yes, I wanted official permission to see you.
Louise was in a little while ago. She was furious, I guess, when Anthony put her out. But after all, Noreen...
Anthony was right, Evelyn. Louise just can't live with her conscience.
It wasn't her fault I got shot. It was mine.
Well, she's with us to stay, I guess. But you let us cope with Louise, and you relax, Evelyn.
You know, what's the worst part of being seriously ill, Noreen?
What?
To take your future from you. All of a sudden, you realize how much you live in the future. When there's a time of not being able to say with confidence next Christmas or the year after next...
Ellen,
I'm sorry. You have to take the brunt of this because these are the things you can't say to the person closest to you. These are the serious things you dare not say. I guess, too, you need not say them because he knows them just as well as you do. Noreen, don't cry.
Who's crying?
You are. And it's my fault.
Helen,
I'll stop. Just better, I think, when I get an idea like that, can I say it?
Ellen, we'll visit you and be with you and...
But you can't give me my future, can you? And I'm being very babyish when I ask for it.
Victoria's lunching with Anthony today.
She sent me lovely flowers and a beautiful bed jacket. I wonder if the bed jacket is lined with nettle.
It could be.
Poor Victoria. I'm sure she's fighting very hard against praying that I won't get better.
She's thick as thieves with Louise. They're together a lot.
Yes, I'm sure. Louise has lots of money now. I'm ill and have a tea room on my hands. In Victoria's eyes, what a bad match I am. What a dreadful match.
You care?
No, not really. I just... Anthony hasn't heard from Dr. Humphreys, has he?
Yes. He'll be here tomorrow, probably, or the next day.
Oh.
Then things will be all right, Ellen. Things will be fine.
Oh, of course, Noreen. Of course. Some highly technical skill, and maybe I wake up with a future. Oh, I don't wake up at all.
Only to Noreen can Ellen talk like this, for she will not let Anthony know her fears, her despair. And now, sitting opposite his sister Victoria, Anthony listens with some astonishment as she says,
I've been very wrong about Ellen, I think, Anthony.
Well, that's a remarkable thing for you to say, Victoria. Is it because she may die that you're so generous?
Anthony, do you want me to go away from Simpsonville?
Why do you ask that?
I will go if you do. If I stay, however, I think I can help you some way.
Ellen knows you for what you are, Victoria, but she would never be cruel to you, nor allow me to be.
Anthony, I want to help both of you. This is going to be a serious expense to Ellen, the doctor, the hospitalization, the aftercare.
I can take care of it.
Ellen wouldn't let you. You're not married to her. She'd be the first to object to that.
Well, what do you suggest?
Let me offer to help her. Let me be here to see her through the financial tangles.
That's very generous of you, Victoria. Very generous.
It isn't. Anthony, can you believe me when I say I want to be a better person to you and Ellen? I hope you will believe me.
Anthony raises a skeptical eyebrow and wonders what has brought about Victoria's conversion. Will he recognize it as part of Victoria and Louise's plan to separate him and young widow Brown?